Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Wemoto, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. I'm super glad to be back. How's everybody doing? I hope everybody's doing good, because I am. You know the name of the game. It's a Friday, another album review. Where are we taking it this week? Looks like it's Zambia. Zed, if you must. Our neighbors to the west in Zimbabwe.
The latest African album review is... Album review.
First thoughts.
Kondwani Kaira, known by his stage name Chef 187, is an award-winning Zambian hip-hop musician who has been active since the mid-2000s. He is the younger brother to popular Zambian musician Mackie 2 and brother to Towela Kaira, who is a talented musician in her own right and also features on Bon Appetit, which is the album I will be reviewing today. Bon Appetit is released under copyright to Chef 187 himself. Word is he is signed to Alpha Entertainment's music, though. The project is a hair-raising 23 tracks with a total runtime of 1 hour 22 minutes. It also has 23 collabos, which surely has to be some kind of a record, right? Multiple producer placements, and let's get into this review.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The track that totally stopped me in my tracks was Sensei. You ever heard Zambian dubstep? Well, you have now. Sensei is all that and more. The beat was unadulterated drip, no cap. This was a nice touch, especially with how the album opened up with I Need You. I Need You is a song that challenges the issues that relationships face and the teething problems that see people finding themselves, even considering whether the relationship is worth it or not. And I'm pretty sure you've gone through the same, because I have plenty of times. But that's a story for another day. I Need You takes a chilled out boom bap rap with an old school sound that is dominated by some soft keys. It almost gives you a sense of what the album is. Then you realize, no, that's not what the album is when Sensei drops. And the way it is vibey from the start totally changes the dynamic. The way Chef 187 is married to the beat here is exemplary. The chorus is a chop and screw style, seemingly sampling another Zambian song, which I couldn't quite place. Chef 187 still manages to trap it up like he does on other tracks such as Akatumpa, Low Budget, and Nominyo Minyo, which features Rhyme Blaze and Dark Knight. No Batman. This keeps his sound modern and connects with an even younger demographic, and thus making his product a fit for multiple age groups. He still does it very well, and you wouldn't think that this is a guy who's like 33 making music that 16, 17, 18 year olds could appreciate, and also making music that myself as a 34 year old appreciates.
More episodes of this podcast are available on various podcast platforms and on AfricanMusicIndustry.com.
Visit redsau.com to buy gorgeous African and para and kente accessories. redsau.com.
Then jumping to a track such as Coordinate, Chef 187, Scales, and Dotu, I can't pronounce it, D-O, the number 2, D-T-U-N, yeah, whatever that is. They totally went in another direction on this song. And man, I've repeated that song more than Sensei now. Tulea Tulekula is somewhat similar with that reggaeton pop mix. It actually has such a distinct Latin pop ID of the last 2 years, and others may call it, I don't know, cultural appropriation. But I feel like music always transcends borders and cultures, so no need to be pedantic about it. To be fair, there are plenty of danceable tracks on Bon Appetit, such as Ichipondo, which features his brother Mackie 2, and Check Check. It's a straight up dance floor filler. This one, December, watch out. Gramine Chibemba is such a catchy chorus, though. I mean, damn! Gramine Chibemba. If I go in a Gramine Chibemba. Yeah, me butchering the lyrics. I found myself singing Gramine Chibemba plenty of times. The song is groovy, mellow to the ear, and one of the standout tracks on this project. Again, it's a hip-hop track, but it does have some hints of pop in there without actually sacrificing the hip-hop, which is a nice touch. Nshamunapo takes an interesting, very Nigerian sound, I must say. Think Night and Day by Yemi Alade or Shekini by P-Square. Just as well because Mr. P, formerly of P-Square, is on the album on the song One More, which is a beautiful Afrobeats number that sees these two giants really showcase what they're made of.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
I'll say the main themes on Bon Appetit by Chef 187 are value of hard work, enjoying life, love and relationships, winning against all odds. That's very important for Africans. Money and general social commentary. Chef 187 switches flows numerous times on Bon Appetit, true to serving the people with a delicious variety of hip-hop flavors. I could pick up about 5 distinct flows, which would be easy to distinguish on songs such as Akatumba, on which he switches his flow multiple times. I Need You, Coordinate, No Minyo Minyo. There's plenty. He really has multiple flows and is comfortable in them all. I reckon Chef 187 is unique in his use of popular world music beats to back up his comfortable flow and wittiness on the mic. In turn, this angle sets him in a lane that very few can exist. The diversity of the beats on Bon Appetit would be a serious citation for selling out to pretentious heads that take themselves too seriously. He would be constantly hit with a barrage of hate and discontent because he's not sticking to the hardcore underground hip-hop. We don't care. We like good music. For someone like me that enjoys good music, I can see past all that hullabaloo. This album is a music lover's dream, enjoyable to the core. In that same regard, the album is really long. Hate to say it, but have to say it. My brother, Chef 187. It took me about 3 days to go through the entire album. Now, that is not Chef 187's fault. Let's make that clear. But part of that is obviously my fault for listening to Sensei and Coordinate. Yes, for listening to Sensei and Coordinate multiple times before moving on to the next tracks. So that's part of why it took 3 days to listen to the album. Look, I loved the tracks instantly, so just as well. However, I'd probably make this album a little bit shorter because 23 tracks is a lot. Maybe cut it down to 14, 15, 16 and then drop an EP or something along the way. That's my recommendation. That's how I would have done it. But hey, I'm not Chef 187 and there's nothing wrong with the strategy. If there were things I would improve on this album, I think Chef 187 can discover another level in the overall master of the product. It's crazy for me to even say this because it's already so good, but there's definitely another level that will he can take it and he will take it. Songs like 10%, for example, weren't quite there in terms of that mix and master compared to the two tracks either side of it. So with the leveling, you could actually tell like the song wasn't leveled the same way. I felt that it needed those overall levels raised a little bit and possibly the vocals and ad-libs to be a bit punchier. That would have been nicer.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Overall, it's very hard to retain the hip-hop tag when you use so many distinct genres for your beats. Sometimes it's hip-hop mixed with everything else, and other times it's everything else with some hip-hop in it. Chef 187 doesn't leave things to chance. His style and delivery are hip-hop through and through. One of the first commercially successful rappers to do that on the African front is Ice Prince. And great to see something he really made his own branch out to an even better product through such a talented artist such as Chef 187. My picks from this stellar album are Sensei, without a doubt. Grammy Chibemba. Ghetto Code, Nominyo Minyo, Coordinate, Fiakulole Shafie, Ichipondo, Tulea Tulekula, Akatumpa, Like a Blesser, and Shamanapo. There are plenty of highs on Bon Appetit with the futuristic, non-conformist beats dominating that sonic brilliance of the album. The project becomes a journey where you could easily lose yourself to Chef 187's relaxed delivery and refreshing beats. With a track list as extensive as Bon Appetit has, it is true to its name, giving you an all-you-can-eat buffet. Go out and support Chef 187. Listen to this album. I listen to it on love. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe Sonny. Now, this was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Find us on AfricanPodcasts.com.